Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. Captain Rhino has returned. We're talking EKU football and EKU baseball with guest Elijah Underhill. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour.
McKinney looks, steps into the pocket, throws open, receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour, presented by Righteous Fella Jerky, IPM Pest and Termite, and All Around Roofing. It's a Monday night, and so we might as well talk some EKU sports. I'm Vince Stover, joined as I am once again by the one and only Ryan Jackson. Ryan, we've missed you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Got out of our little fourth quarter, doing well in school, so I'd say I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. You made an appearance on social media talking about the, I think, suits for seniors, if I remember right.
Well, I'm talking about the interview workshop.
The interview workshop. That's right. That's right. And so a lot of things going on for you guys in this spring semester, of course, as well. Explain to everyone. Well, explain to me. Fourth quarter. I know there's a lot of competition and things like that, but is it just basically to get you guys in shape, or what's the fourth quarter?
It's a mix of trying to get in shape, trying to get mentally tough, and trying to get detail oriented. Most people call them mat drills. We just call them fourth quarters. It's just a group of stations that you all have to go through early in the morning, and then there'll be some type of competition mixed with some type of run, and we incorporate a little bit of finish drill into this one, because a lot of our games we didn't finish last year, so we wanted to try and get more detail oriented in our approach to football. So that was something we kind of sprinkled in this year.
So that's kind of the motto of the spring, at least, is being a finisher.
Yeah, trying to finish games, trying to get to the end of games a little bit better.
Yeah. How are you adjusting to the new staff? You got a new D-line coach as Coach Hawkins moved on. Georgia State, I believe. So a new guy in town. How you meshing with the new D-line coach?
I rock with him so far. I mean, we haven't gotten pads on and hadn't got a real value film study with him yet, but so far he's great. He's brought a lot of energy to the group, and it's kind of like a breath of fresh air. No offense to Coach Hawk, but when you have the same person for so many years, that's very uncommon in college football. So kind of got used to the way he coaches, and kind of got used to the way, like, he's strict on you. So this is a little bit different. So I'm looking forward to it. I know most of the guys in the room are looking forward to it. And like I said, he brings a lot of energy to our staff.
I think it was Larry Bird who said every 4 years he thinks people need a new coach, because he said the voice in the room just kind of gets silent or stale, and they need something fresh. And you know, obviously love Coach Hawk and appreciate him. But I think change can be a good thing if for nothing else, just to change the energy. We saw that with the special teams last year. It's the same coaches that have been in the rooms, but you hear a new voice there, and we just see a different energy last year on special teams. And so a few new faces in the coaching staff this year, and we're excited to get to meet them throughout the summer as well. I was looking at the roster this week, actually, going through and updating what I had down, and And not a whole lot of differences or changes to after the season ended and those kinds of things. But looking through, let's talk specifically about your room, the defensive linemen. According to the website, so this is what I'm going off of. We had not talked about this, so hopefully all these guys are still around. But you got yourself, Marvion Field, Darian Baker, Jeremiah Bailey, who's got a number switch.
Yeah,
talk to him about that at some point. Darius Sterling back, Bryce Tapp, Gabe Fletcher all back. And then you got new guys in the room. I don't remember. I don't think, is Simon Gee new or is he?
No,
was he? Yeah, I thought he was. And now I don't have the, anyways, you got Brad Gurley, Byron May, Cedric Andrews, Davion Hawkins, Ingram are all listed as D linemen on the website. There may be some of those other guys that are listed as linebackers that end up on the line and things like that too. But again, a lot of these guys you've played with, you've been in the room with. So even with a new coaching staff, you know, you guys having that camaraderie is probably pretty cool to come into that, especially with the amount of playing time that you guys that are back this year have played together now on the field.
Yeah, it's great to have the guys back. It's like having the band back together. But yeah, to touch on all of them, they're all just great guys, and we've all merged very well. We've all gone through a bunch of adversity together, so that's probably why we're one of the closer groups. But also, like you said, having the same coach with the same people that come back all the time, you get used to hearing all the same voices, and you find the ones that you like. And I like my group and my friends, I would like to call them.
O-line is the deepest roster position right now at EKU. Now, again, that's not broken into tackles and guards and centers and all that kind of stuff. But according to the website, 22 offensive linemen in the room. Now, you said you haven't put on pads yet, so you haven't really got to hit anybody yet. Right. But is there somebody that you're saying, man, I can't wait to get the pads on so I can hit that guy in the chin a couple times?
Oh, I can't. When it comes to the O-line, I can't wait to hit all of them. But Antonio Gaines, that's another big name. He's coming back for another season. Played a little bit last year, but he should be getting his feet wet a little bit more with the ones and trying to get a couple more reps. My roommate, actually, Vincent Munlin, unfortunately, I don't know how much I'll get to hit him as much anymore. I think they're trying to move them around and stuff. I'm sure they'll figure that out. But when it comes to the O-line, I can't wait. I can't wait to put pads on. I can't wait to get back into practicing. Football season's back. So
yeah, Antonio Gaines is a big boy.
Mm.
He's, sure, that's a big boy. Of the newcomers, has anybody stood out yet? I know, again, you're doing not necessarily drills and things like that as far as team-on-team kind of stuff. But any newcomers stand out, just the – whether it be energy, experience, or just athletic ability?
The two new ones that first popped to mind is Nick Bryan, a transfer from Kent State. Y'all be surprised with how athletic he really is. And he's still a young guy, but he's growing, and he has a lot to grow. And I think it's more the culture that we build. But him, Liam, I don't know how you say his last name. I think it's Copperhinger
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But those two have come in and molded well with the group. It's almost like they've been here for a lot longer than they actually have. But I think it's the culture we've built, as I know O-line and D-line specifically, but everybody seems to, when they come in, they start to merge with our friendship group. And I think they'll be solid. I can't wait to put on pads and really see what they can do.
Any freshmen on the team from last year that you've already seen drastic growth in coming into the spring?
Yeah, Maddox Marcellus and Brandon Latham. I don't want to misspell. I don't want to missay their names. But those two, they showed a lot of spark last year of what they could do in a bunch of scrimmages. Maddox even got some playing time. If you notice them on special teams, they were doing good there. Those two have grown a lot, and they're really close, those two. But you can see them in the weight rooms. Their bodies are changing. Their confidence is building. I think it's more of a positive.
And, of course, Braden is a running back and Marcellus linebacker, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Out there as well. I saw, and I don't remember, I don't think it was somebody who was on the roster last year. Someone they brought in the spring was listed as a DB and now is listed as a wide receiver. I don't remember who that was now that I am looking at this list, but anyways, we've seen a few different position changes over the years under Coach Wells, and interesting to see there as well. And then, of course, the big question all spring and all summer from the outside world is going to be quarterback. Of course, Parker is gone. And you got several guys returning that were in-house last year. And then one big transfer this year, Matt Morrissey, coming in as well. So we'll keep an eye on that battle. I don't know how much of a battle it will be. I know that it's open competition. So I don't know. Any thoughts on guys? I know Cam was kind of the thought process going out of the season. He's the returning guy to watch. And then Matt comes in, of course, and he's got a lot of experience under his belt.
Yeah, that one's going to be exciting. That's going to be a real battle. Cam brings a lot of experience in the room with a lot of athleticism to pair it. And Matt's a great guy, great locker room guy, and a big arm. So we'll see how that works. I think that's going to be a fierce competition. And I hope it brings out the best in both of them. And I hope we find a way to use both of them some type of way, because I think they're both – they got that competitive edge and they got that competitive drive that you like to see out of a quarterback. So.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm excited to see which one I get to sack first.
Hopefully you get your opportunity with both of them throughout the spring and summer for sure. Your dad comments on here. How's the weightlifting going for the team? New assistant strength coach. Pretty good from what I hear.
Oh yeah. Coach D, he comes in from Bowling Green. He's brought us a new standard coming through from a former player's perspective of another player led team of what he came from. He's given a lot of insight on how stuff like that works and how teams like that can be successful. So I think he's been a great addition, because it adds youth to our team, but also a guy who's been in our shoes and a guy who's fought through some of the same stuff that we've been through. But he tells us all the time he can't put pads on for EKU anymore. He can't, Coach Brown can't put on pads for us, and even our trainers can't put on pads for us. So he's given us as much knowledge and as much information as he can, and I think that's been very beneficial. But weight-wise, I think our numbers are out the roof right now. I can tell you everybody's. I know my weights have gotten stronger, Dad, personally. It's one of those things in football, when you just start working out and you start to get the feel back of football, everything's so exciting. So I think that makes people more eager to work out.
Yeah. I am not eager to work out. I need to get on it. I keep saying I'm going to, and I haven't got around to it yet. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited to get out here this spring and catch some practices and kind of see what's going on out there. I like to go out and kind of watch where guys are running at once you get into the real spring practices. And I know those are starting up soon. You got your spring game coming up here in April as well. So a lot of things happening. Few veterans back. Patrick Nations, the guy that everyone knows and spends most of his time on the golf course, but back around as well. Jonathan Duff back in there. Of course, they signed a freshman, Quade Luganville, whose dad is on ESPN and an EKU grad as well. So a lot of stuff there. I'm excited about the tight end room. We kind of get back to this room, it seems like, last year too. But Hunter Brown, Kellen Bowen, Mina Manning, as well. A couple other guys in the room now this year too. I'm excited to see how those guys play this year. And the wide receiver room too. I know you got some buddies over there. A couple returning guys in Jalen Burbage and Brian Johnson, who played a fair amount. Jackson Hensley's back, Jacob Horn at the moment back as well. So and then some young guys, Jaden Dixon, Jaden West.
Yeah, lots of J's.
Yeah, lots of J's in that room. That seems to be the norm for EKU wide receiver room. Lots of J's, Jaden's, and they've always worked out. So we'll keep going with that for sure. One other news outside of football is EKU basketball, Isaiah Cozart, a name to the Reese's All-Star Game. That'll be Friday in Phoenix at the Final Four. That's a big accomplishment and a lot of recognition for Coz. Of course, he had a phenomenal year, ASUN Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year as well, and continue to show his stuff and get an opportunity to let the scouts see him some more, hopefully get an opportunity with the G League and NBA, of course, as well. I saw Antoinette Walker announced she's entering the WNBA draft, so hopefully she'll get a shot there as well. And, of course, there'll be a lot of turnover on that girls' team as well, a lot of turnover on the guys' team just with graduates and transfers and things like that. So we'll keep up with all that stuff as we get in through the offseason and things like that as well. All right, so we're going to talk baseball the rest of the show today. Had an opportunity to be back out at the park this weekend and got to catch a really exciting game with Stetson. It did not turn out the way we wanted it to. Some weird stuff happened out there, Ryan. We'll talk about all of that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a guest coming on the show as well. Elijah Underhill will join us. But first, a quick word from our friends at Righteous Felon Jerky.
Say hello to America's most wanted craft beef jerky. Over 15 flavors with all kinds of character. The number one jerky gift box and all natural black Angus quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Taste the flavor revolution at RighteousFelon.com. Use the promo code STOVE15 at checkout. That's RighteousFelon.com. Promo code STOVE15 at checkout.
Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. This weekend, I was at the baseball game, and Ryan, there was a 19-minute break in the game. A ball hit to deep center field, bounced what appeared to be off the top of the wall. Originally, the umpire called it a home run. Acting coach Walt Jones comes out and appeals, and the umpire looks like they were going to change it. Then the Stetson coach goes absolutely berserk. Then they call out the director of operations, who gets on a golf cart, drives away, comes back with the rule book, and the umpires opened up the rule book, checked things out, came back to the coaches. Walt Jones was not happy, had to be restrained, and they kept the home run, and TV showed that it was not a home run, but obviously they could not go back and look at that. So it was something unique. I've never seen that before. Greg Stottlemyre said that's something new for him as well. So it was quite the excitement there. But today we're bringing on a guest. He is a freshman with the EKU baseball team, and he got his first collegiate hit this week. And he's also unique because he pitches and plays the field. He's the one and only Hopkinsville native, Elijah Underhill. Elijah, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. That weird break in the game on Saturday. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, sir. I've never seen anything like that. And I had like the perfect view out in center field to see that ball hit the top of the wall. And I was just in shock when they made the call that was home run.
I saw you climbing up on the wall, looking over the backside and everything like that. What were you guys talking about out there when you were checking out over top the wall?
Well, me, DJ, and Max were talking about if there was a part of the fence that could have been over top of the wall. And I jumped up there, and there was nothing to stop that ball from, like, hitting the top of that wall. So I was just making sure the fence wasn't over top of it. And, yeah, we seen right. It was just it hit the top of the wall, and they made a bad call. But
yeah, as I was sitting in the press box with KB, and we were talking, and I said, I think there's a gap back there.
Yeah,
went down. It wouldn't have bounced back.
It was the you got the batter's eye, and the batter's eye is like 5-10 feet away from the wall. So,
okay, you would have thought that they could have looked at that and made a decision. But did they ever let you guys know what their decision was? Why they made the decision they made?
Well, they try to keep us away, not to get too close to all of it. But I could hear them talking a little bit, and they said they couldn't go back and change the call. Which the umpire, he knew, he told us he made a bad call. So we didn't like try to get too chirpy with him or anything. So he figured he knew he had the wrong call. So,
well, yeah. And that makes you feel a little better.
Yeah.
It doesn't fix it at the same time. Now you guys were able to make up that deficit before later on in the game. And eventually Stetson did get the win in that game. But one of the exciting things that happened during that game was you got your first ever collegiate hit. Yes. As well. So how did it feel to finally get on base with a hit?
Well, it took a while, so I'm glad it finally came. But it felt good that I could help my team and get that time run in. So with two outs and an intentional walk before to get me up to the plate. So I felt pretty good, and I got to get that extra run in for my team.
Yeah, that came at a crucial time, like you said. Getting that run in was pretty exciting. And it's, and I have to apologize. I did not know much about you coming into that game, but I was sitting there and I pulled you up and was looking through your stats and stuff. And the first stat I came to was ERA. And I looked over at KB and I said, does he pitch? He goes, yeah. And I was like, seriously, you don't see a lot of that anymore.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In high school and younger than that, that's common, not in college. So how did that conversation go when you're looking for college to play at? How much of it was you saying, hey, I really want to do both?
Well, I didn't really say much. They watched me do both coming up and travel ball. They usually come out. They came to one of my high school games, but I've always stuck with both my whole life. I've always pitched, I always hit, and luckily not a lot of people get to do that in college. So I got lucky and they let me do both, and it's going pretty good as of right now.
Yeah, so talk about the mindset. I know, I mean, obviously if you're pitching, you're not hitting. And if you're in center field, you're not pitching. So how does your preparation during the week differ from the other guys?
Coaches try to give me a heads up of what they think I'm going to do on certain days. So I have to get my head right for – it's a totally different mindset with both. So, I mean, I just got to stay prepared. And it helped me a lot going through high school and getting myself prepared for college. I had my high school coach help me a lot with all that. And it's working out pretty good right now. It's not a lot of stress on me, but at times it can get tough.
Out in center field, obviously you're fill in for Ron Franklin when he gets a day off or goes to DH, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And he's been pretty hot this year as well. And obviously phenomenal defender too.
Yes, sir.
What have you been able to learn from Ron Franklin when it comes to outfield play and maybe even at the plate?
He helps me a lot, actually. That's one of the guys that I look up to on this team, actually. He helps me a lot in the outfield. He knows that it gets tough on me, and he's a good role model for me to look up to, and he calms me down at times. So it's good to have him out there.
All right, I've got more, but Ryan, you're back with us. I don't want to steal the show. What do you got for Elijah?
Hey, Elijah, I got one good question. Who was your either favorite baseball player growing up or like an inspiration to like, because doing both is kind of crazy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's somebody I looked up to by doing both would be Shohei Ohtani, because I know it can get tough for him too. So just looking up to him, knowing he could do it means it's possible. So, but a player that I really like watching is probably Ronald Acuna Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an okay baseball player. So let's start with your hitting and that side of the things. What do you say your strength is when it comes to the offensive side of things, whether it be power, placement, base stealing? Where would be your strength on the offensive side?
I can have a little bit of with a home run power, I can have a little bit of it at times. It just, I don't know, with me, it comes and goes, but I have speed on the bases, so it really helps that I can run and hit with power at the same time. But I really just mainly focus on hitting a line drive, not really much with the home runs because I'm not really a big power hitter. So I like to use my speed. So every now and then I'd probably come up with some bunts coming soon.
And then on the pitching side of things, what's your arsenal? What are you throwing?
Four seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. I'm working on a splitter at the moment, but it's a work in progress.
So that splitter work in progress, is that something that you're going to try to do this year and see how it goes? Or is it kind of a work on it this year, then use it next year?
I've been playing with it in my bullpens and catch play. So if it doesn't come at some point this year, it's definitely going to come out next year.
Okay. And what's your four seam? Is that your strength, your four seam?
I probably have to say my slider. It's probably my go-to pitch.
What's your go-to out getter? Is it your slider also?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like, I mean, I don't pitch. I played 2K, you know, and it depends on who I'm playing with. I got different outgetters, but I'm just kidding. But and then pitching wise, do you prefer starting? Do you prefer coming out of the bullpen? Because I know that's a different mindset. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. It is a whole different mindset. I've kind of changed my way since I got to college. I've been a relief guy. But before, I started one game this year against Moorhead. But in high school, I always started. I never came out of the bullpen or anything like that. But I've always started. But coming out of the bullpen here, it's good. It's really good. I had to change my mindset a little bit, but it's not really much to change. You just got to come in, throw strikes, compete.
How are the catchers different? We've talked with Silas. We haven't had Boone on the show yet. But when you're pitching to different catchers, how does that differ as far as just the way you approach things?
Boone with Sy, I love Sy and Boone catching me. Boone, he always keeps me in check, stays straight down the mound, be really good with all that. Sy, he's a really good catcher too. They're both really great catchers, and I'm glad to have them both behind the plate catching me, either one.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of both of them. Seeing them both get used a lot as well. You being younger, being a freshman, obviously you guys got some really solid freshmen in this year. Tate's been playing a whole lot, and we had him on the show, an absolute blast interview. Do you guys talk about it all, kind of what you guys can build here at EKU?
So we're a really tight group. Our freshman class, we're a really tight group. We all want to stay here next year and the year after that. We want to make this program a really good program and make EKU on the rise with our class. So we're really looking forward to the rest of this year and next year and how we can improve the team.
Ryan, I want to come to you for a second. A couple of years ago, you guys had to deal with Walt Wells, where he had the heart attack right as the season was starting, and you guys kind of had to learn how to listen. I mean, you studied your position coaches and everything, but you had to learn how to kind of fight through that adversity for a few games until everything was back to normal. Obviously, baseball's going through that to a degree right now as well. So, Ryan, give your thoughts first, if you would, on how to handle that adversity with the change. You know, I mean, obviously, Coach Walt Jones is doing a great job, and the voice is very similar to Coach Pro. But Ryan, give us kind of what you went through and maybe advice that you have for moving forward in this weird time.
Yeah, definitely when Coach Wells went down, a lot of craziness. Like, it was a lot of stir for the first couple days because you didn't know who was going to be the coach. You didn't know what situation you were going to be in. And we were a couple weeks away from the first game. So it was really crazy for us. I couldn't imagine, like, how their situation is. But it's going to sound messed up. But at the end of the day, this is a business. And you kind of have to treat it like a business. Like, not saying the coach is irreplaceable, but it's next man up mentality. You have to keep rolling with the punches because that's what they would want you to do. Yeah. They would want the ship to keep going on without them too. And they would want the best for everybody that's involved in the community. At least that's how Coach Wells felt, because he prayed for us every day. If every day he was even in there, he wished the best for us. So if I had to get any advice, you gotta keep rolling like you know he's gonna be okay. So keep getting as many wins as you can while he's out.
Yeah.
So Elijah, we talked about this last week, which was just a few hours after we got the news about Coach Pro. Now you guys are kind of a week into it. And again, I know Walt is, his voice is not much different. I'm sure his message is the same and all that kind of stuff too. But how do you think the team's handling just the transition with Coach Pro being out for a little while?
I feel like we're handling it pretty well. The day we got told, when he told us that day, it was a lot of emotions all over the place. It was sad to see him go. But we know we have to keep going forward. We took that day to think about Coach Pro, pray for him, think of all that. And then Coach Walt, we know Coach Walt's going to have our back no matter what. We know Coach Pro is thinking about us even if he's not there. He's praying over us, making sure we're all good. But yeah, Coach Walt, he's handling it like he was always the head coach. He's doing really good right now. I know he can get stressed out at times because he tells us, but we have his back. He has our back, so I think we'll be good.
Yeah, and we had Coach Walt on last year. Have not had him on yet this year. We're giving him a couple of weeks to adjust, and then we'll talk to him. But it seems like their personality is kind of the same. Is that true?
Yes, sir. It's the talks between both of them. It's really the same. I can tell that they're really close too, because they, even on my visits here, they told me how close those two are. And it's really not much of a change, really. He does the same thing Coach Pro would. So I think we'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Walt got a little heated during that exchange. He was being held back. I don't think he had to be held back, but he was being held back. And at the same time, and I don't know, when you guys in baseball, I coach basketball, and I know there's sometimes you do things on purpose to get your players, you know, a little hyped or whatever it may be. In baseball, when you see that kind of exchange going on, I don't know, what does it do to the dugout? Is it laughing at Coach Walt? Is it get you hyped for what's ahead? How does that work?
It gets us started, really. It just brings more fuel to the dugout, to the field. I mean, what Coach Walt did for us, that's a really good head coach. He had our back in that situation. I mean, it was a bad call. Coach Walt had to do what he had to do, tell him what he had to say. But, I mean, it just gets us fired up, honestly.
Yeah, I like it for sure. And Coach Pro is one of the funnest interviews I ever do. He loves to talk. He loves the program. He loves you kids. And it's always fun to chat with him. And, again, wishing him the best, praying for him. Shot him a quick message last Monday to let him know we're praying for him and hope to see him back. But we do trust Coach Jones as well, and we're excited about what he can do for your program.
Yes.
Well, all right, so let's get into some things before we wrap up, Elijah. What's your walk-up song this year?
I have two. One, it didn't sound really good on the speaker, so I might have to change it around. But one is by Key Glock. It's Let's Go. It really gets me fired up, honestly, to when I step in the box and when I'm on the mound about to get started. It really gets me fired up and locked in.
So you use the same song for pitching and batting?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Very nice. I like that. I've not been at a game where you've pitched yet this year. I've only been to 4 or 5 games, but hoping to get out there. And like I said, that's why I was like, when I was looking at your stats this weekend, I was like, wait a second. And KB said, Kevin Britton, by the way, is the SID for baseball. KB said, he said in his time, he has never had a true two-way player here on the team. I know there's been some in the past, but it's just so unique. And it's just something you don't see a whole lot of anymore. And I'm excited to kind of now that I'm aware of you. And again, I apologize for not being aware before. But now that I'm aware of you, kind of to watch and see how it all shakes out and see a pitch and all that kind of stuff. Are you on some kind of regular rotation as far as you kind of know, hey, every so many days, I'm probably going to be on the mound?
The thing I like about this coach is that they like to keep my arm protected doing both. So they try to keep me as rested as possible. So, I mean, as of right now, I usually come in on the weekends in relief. I started once in a midweek, which they'll use some of us freshmen for the midweeks, so it's good for that. And then, but right now it's like, it's weird. It depends on how the game goes, really.
Yeah.
To see who comes in, but I come in relief for all the series on the weekends.
So if you don't start in the outfield, are you out in the bullpen?
Yes, sir. If I'm hot that day, I'll be sitting in the bullpen. I'll sit down there in the dugout for the first inning, make sure everything goes good, and then I'll head up to the bullpen.
Now, my youngest son, he likes coming to the games with me. He's 12. And he said that if he ever plays college baseball, which he won't, but he said if he ever plays college baseball, he wants to be a pitcher because it looks a lot of fun sitting out there just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's really fun out there. We keep the energy up. We're not in the dugout, but the energy out there in the bullpen is really high. And when you see that, when a position player hits a home run, they'll give us a little wave out there to the bullpen, which I really like that. So we stay tuned in the game in the bullpen too.
Now that outfield, you know, you mentioned the other guys, DJ and Max, and of course, Ron as well. That's a pretty experienced group out here as well. So do they give you a hard time as the youngin? Do you get to carry bags or anything like that?
No, sir. The thing about this team is, I mean, they never try to put anything on all freshmen. But yeah, we stay and clean up the buzz. But I feel like that's something you have to do with freshmen. Yeah. You have to do that, but they're not really like a bully out there for the freshmen. They're really good people, and they like to take care of us.
Yeah, you know, they're brothers, and sometimes the younger brother has to, you know, do a few things because the older brother had to do it too.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah, you earned stripes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, anything else for Elijah?
I got one question. So in football, when we have make a good play or do something crazy, we have I guess it's a turnover belt or like a championship belt that we show. Y'all have any like rally stuff or
for when So like when somebody's, we just started this too. So when someone scores and when they're about to come at a home run, they just scored anything, we'll come in the dugout and we'll do a little Olay thing. And I really like it. It brings the energy in the dugout. And all the people out there, the fans, they hear it all the time. They love it. So we've just been sticking with the Olay, but it's really good. I love it.
A lot of fun down there for sure. All right. So you guys are on the road this week, right? I forgot to pull up the schedule. I'm going to pull it up now if it'll come up. But I know you guys had a long homestand here recently. You guys played a lot of home games, which is always fun. You finally had good weather too, by the way. How nice was it to be playing in non-rainy, non-cold weather this weekend?
Oh, it was really fun. It felt really good. Everybody loved the weather, which I'm from Kentucky. So, I mean, I'm kind of used to the weather being back and forth, but it's never really fun. But this group, I mean, we just handle it really well. Even if it's cold or raining, we handle it really well. It's another day at the field, so you got to love it.
You guys got Tuesday at Moorhead, so not very far to travel for that. That's tomorrow night. Then you go to Florida, Jacksonville. You go to North Florida for three games this weekend. The next week, you get you do not have a midweek game next week. Then you come back and you're home Friday, Saturday, Sunday with Queens in town. Military Appreciation Night on the 12th, Alumni Weekend on the 13th, and Trading Card Giveaway number 2 on the 14th. Have you guys talked about this Alumni Weekend, having some of these older players return and be a part of the festivities of that weekend?
No, sir. I haven't even heard anything about it, but it'll be nice to see all of those guys there. Talk to them a little bit, hear some stuff from them, but I haven't really heard anything about it, but it's going to be good to talk to them and get some things from them.
Yeah. They just started promoting it today. Is the first time I saw promotion on it. And so I'm excited to see kind of how that turns out as well. You guys got another couple big games that are out of conference. You've got Cincinnati that you'll play. You've got Dayton and Marshall, still non-conference games coming up relatively soon as well. So a lot going on. Elijah, again, man, I hate that I didn't recognize your unique position before this weekend, but I'm glad I finally got my eyes open to it, and we're excited to continue to support your team and cheer you guys on. Hopefully we'll be out there to see you against Queens next weekend as well. So congrats, good luck, and man, we'll see you the rest of the way out.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on here.
You're welcome. Elijah Underhill, EKU baseball pitcher and outfielder. Incredible stuff. Again, first collegiate hit this weekend. Was a lot of fun to see that as well, and excited to see. I love what he talked about, Ryan, with, you know, Ron, specifically Ron Franklin, and just how he just kind of takes him under his wing, helps him out. It's neat to see that. You know, it's okay to have a little fun and with the young guys, but it's neat to see the old guys, you know, protecting the young guys as well.
Yeah, mentors are good to have in sports. That's why it's beautiful, like college sports are beautiful, because you got guys who'd be here for 4 or 5 years, especially now with the transfer portal and stuff. But it's good to have guys that's been in your shoes, that's like knows what you're going through, knows like what you're fixing to go through.
Yeah.
And it can help you. That way they probably didn't have the same guidance, or somebody did give them the same guidance, so they feel obligated to pass that down. And that's awesome that a guy like Ron, who's honestly been a stud for us for a couple years, can mend down to like the younger kids and try and make the building blocks for EKU going forward.
100%. All right. So that's it for the show today. Fun interview with Elijah Underhill, getting to know him a bit, and excited to hear some stuff about the football team as well. I'm hoping to get out to some of these spring practices over the next couple of weeks too, and kind of just get familiar with some of the new guys and all that kind of stuff as well. Class wise, where are you guys at right now? You got midterms coming up or anything like that?
Honestly, we're just doing school at this point. got a couple more weeks until I'm in grad school.
Okay. Spring break. Have you guys had that yet? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop, man. I don't know what's going on in this world, but, nonetheless. All right. Well, friends, we sure appreciate you tuning in as you do every week, and, always enjoy the local hour, especially. It's our most downloaded program that we have. We have three different programs. Sunday night is the Sports Stove Fantasy Baseball Show. Monday night's the local hour. Wednesday night is the OG Sports Stove, the original Sports Stove podcast that me and my dad do, just talking all things sports. And we just love the support that we get from the local hour listeners. So thank you for tuning in. If you don't already, follow us on social media at Sports Stove. It's on Twitter and Instagram. And the plan is to be back next Monday. We'll let you know if there's any changes. Actually, we've got some guests that we want to come on, and Monday is a really bad night for them. So one of these weeks, we'll probably do a Tuesday show just to allow those guys. Actually, well, we'll see. We'll figure it out. At some point, we'll have it on a different day just to give an opportunity to get some of these guests on that we've been trying to get on. Maddie Rutan, we talked about her again last week, crushing it out at softball. My goodness, it's absolutely nuts what she's doing out there. And really, ever since she was on the show, she's just dominated. Granted, she had a no-hitter before she was on the show, but that doesn't matter. A lot of good things going on out at EKU in the sports world. Gymnasium is under renovation now, Alumni Coliseum. They're ripping everything out and starting that process, so that'll be fun to see where that shakes out to. Fall, the spring game, excuse me, coming up here at the end of April as well. Lots of things going on, so we're excited to see where it goes. It's good to have Ryan back with us, man. I'm glad you're able to be here again. It's been lonely the last couple of weeks, so appreciate you coming back as well. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Thanks to our sponsors, Righteous Felon, IPM Pest and Termite, All Around Roofing. Thanks to Elijah for coming on. Thanks to KB for helping us get it set up as well. And thanks to anybody else that I forgot to thank. Hope you all had a wonderful Easter weekend. We'll see you next week. Until then, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.